we're disappointed. We really felt that our proposal really offered the community and the school district some tremendous long-term benefits, I think both in terms of what the Y was offering and what our partners were bringing to the table. However, we do respect that this has been a pretty long and complicated process for the school district. We don't think we're out of it yet. The board still has to make a decision on the 19th, and we'll just kind of see what happens then.
Do you think the superintendent would have made the recommendation if he hadn't sounded out the board members in advance?
No, I would think he probably had. Working with the board that I do, I would definitely do that before I went out and made a recommendation.
Sure.
So I'd pretty much want to know what my board members were feeling before doing that.
If it goes through this way, if it essentially sold to the city of Eugene, does that necessarily leave the Y out?
Out of the civic site?
Yes.
It's hard to tell because I'm not sure really what the city's thinking. I'm not sure what they're really thinking about trying to do over there. And the complications and how the property would be used. I don't think there's a real definite plan there. And I have not seen the kind of resources that would step up to, like, renovate that stadium. I may be wrong, but I sure haven't seen it yet.
Isn't there talk that if the city is able to pull this off, and this is always assuming the board's going to approve the superintendent's recommendation,
sure,
that they could both decide to somehow preserve the existing stadium and find a spot for a new YMCA?
I think the biggest problem there, we looked at that for a number of years, spent quite a bit of money and resources to see whether or not that was a possibility. It all came down to parking. Even with the reductions that are allowed by the city code, we're still looking at probably close to 600 to 700 parking spots on that site. And the only way that gets done is if a parking garage is built. And based on the city's financial situation, I can't see them stepping up to put in a parking garage that costs $8 to $12 million, and we don't think we can go out and raise the money for that kind of thing. We're trying to raise money for the building.
But Dave, in one sense, if the city gets hold of this property, doesn't that start the ball game all over again? I mean, isn't it possible that they could then reach some kind of a deal with the Y?
Oh, it's a possibility. We'd be more than willing to talk to them about it. But as we've kind of explored that with the city over the years and with the Save Civic folks, no one seemed to have an answer to the parking situation.
Are you clear why the city wants this property?
No, I'm not. You know, what they put up is basically saying, we'll put up $4.5 million to buy it if some other people go out and raise the money to renovate the stadium. And the benchmark they set was $3 million, which I think is really inadequate to be able to do what they need to do to that stadium to bring it up to standards so people could actually sit in it and use restrooms and that kind of thing.
So if they do take over the property and they can't come up with that money, the Y comes right back into play, I would think.
Well, I think it would probably revert back to the school district.
Well, then if it reverts back to the school district, it also opens it up all over again. This whole process looks like it's simply going to start another chapter without any kind of definite conclusion.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're feeling. And we've extended our deadline to be able to make a decision on where we're going to build for 4 years now. And we just can't continue to wait. And if this is going to go another year and then they go through the whole process again, I'm not sure our board would be even interested in submitting another proposal.
Are you looking elsewhere already, or are you planning to?
We have two options. One, the one that we'll probably end up on, is building on our existing site, which would require that we reduce the size of our building from around 80-some thousand square feet to around 40 to 45,000 square feet. So it'd be a smaller facility, which is sad, but especially based on the fact that we're, you know, bursting at the seams now with people. But we have to be able to have the parking on that site, too. Because this building was originally built almost 60 years ago, and those parking codes weren't in effect at that point. We have 7,500 members, and we have 34 parking spaces.